Welcome to Chip Chat Network Insights, conversations exploring network transformation through interviews with industry experts.
Welcome to Chip Chat Network Insights. My name is Allison Klein. We're coming to you from 5G World in London, and I'm delighted to have Angela Whiteford, Vice President of Marketing and Product Management from Affirm Networks, back with us. Welcome, Angela. How's it going?
Great. Thanks for having me. I'm excited about the event.
So we are coming to you live from a trade show, so you can hear all of those folks behind us talking. Angela, it's been a while since you've been on the program. I think the last time we talked, we were in The Hague. And you were on the episode talking about the advanced features of NFV and how that was laying out the foundation towards 5G. But today's topic is quite different. You're going to walk us through some real-world performance and what we're seeing with NFV. Tell me a little bit about why this is so critical as we start deployments and where Affirmed Mobile Networks is in terms of delivering this.
Great question. Why is performance so critical? It's not just a 5G problem, it's also a 4G problem, right? Why are operators transitioning to NFV architecture? First and foremost, they just can't keep up with the mobile data growth. What are we seeing? 50% year-over-year growth in traffic, and the current networks just can't cost-effectively scale. As it relates to 5G, what you're also going to see is more applications coming onto a converged network. So you're going to see things like IoT, fixed wireless, consumer broadband, virtual reality, and the connected car type of applications come on. They have different performance characteristics. Some need very high bandwidth, but don't have a lot of sessions, like fixed wireless, residential broadband. Some have a lot of sessions like IoT, but really teeny tiny bandwidth numbers. And so part of performance has to be, how do you efficiently deliver these services at a very high performance without stranding capacity? How can you scale in one dimension of sessions or one dimension of signaling or a dimension of throughput without having to scale them all at the same time? And so that's really important in terms of performance. The other one I like to talk about is, everybody talks about 5G having this 10x capacity increase. Mm-hmm. They're not going to get 10x revenue for it, right? You know, I can't wait for a 5G service, but I'm not going to pay 10 times as much. So performance is critical there as well. How do you reduce the cost of delivering that service?
Now, when you talk about the diversity of performance characteristics and the performance requirements from all of these various workloads, how does the industry approach modeling the right technology to serve this type of diversified landscape?
It really comes down to, you know, the way I say it is a decomposed architecture. The old hardware-based solutions were this one big chunk of code, performance dimensions scaled together. They were all fixed on a blade. You wanted to add more higher performance or more capacity, you add another blade. Now you can do this through virtual machines, you can do this through containers. The way we do it at Affirmed is we actually give each of these virtual machines a different personality, we call it. But really, we have virtual machines or VMs for throughput. We have VMs for sessions. We have VMs for signaling. And we have VMs for advanced capabilities like optimization or proxy capabilities. And so depending on what application you're loading into the network, you scale each of those independently. And so I think that is a critical piece in terms of the technology.
You just completed some performance modeling with Intel. Tell me about what happened there and what you found in terms of the core capabilities of the underlying infrastructure.
You know, what's interesting, I think one of the biggest issues when operators started moving towards their what they're calling the digital transformation and moving towards a NFV-based architecture, their first question is, well, is this going to perform as well as my hardware-based stuff? And that question is still out there. What we went to go do was, as we're looking at 5G and the bandwidth-hungry applications that you were talking about earlier, can a virtualized Evolve packet core, which is what Affirm delivers, scale to the level or outperform what we're seeing with the hardware-based solutions today? And that's what we proved. One of the things that we take advantage of is that every time Intel comes out with a new generation of processors, Affirm's applications, our virtual EPC, gets a 40% bump in performance with each gen. With Skylake or the Xeon processors that just came out, we did the performance benchmark testing with Intel on those, both your high-end Platinum servers and your Gold servers. And what we were able to realize and what the performance report showcases is that we can deliver 150 gig of throughput on a single server.
That's crazy.
And that is somewhere between 5 and 10x anything you're seeing on the market today.
That's a big number.
Yeah.
Break that down in terms of the types of capabilities that this would deliver to an operator in terms of that efficient delivery of 5G-ready network capacity.
Yeah. So let me give it to you in terms of numbers. If operators are saying, okay, I want to deliver these really high throughputs but at a really low cost, let's talk about just server count. If in a given data center you wanted to drive half a terabyte throughput, like 500 gigs of throughput in a data center, with the legacy architectures out there, you'd need four chassis with 16 blades in them each. You need 50 blades to deliver 500 gigs of throughput. The competitive virtualized solutions out there deliver 30 gigs of throughput on a single server. And so that's 17 blades. With Affirmed, you need four or five blades, depending if you have deep packet inspection on or not. And we can talk about that in a minute. Five blades. And most operators are not delivering 500 gigs of throughput. They're delivering multi-terabytes of throughput. So multiply all these numbers by five or four, something like that. But that's the type of numbers you're dealing with. So it's very substantial in terms of the savings they're going to get with this architecture.
Beyond just pure throughput, what are you offering in terms of advanced services?
Yeah, you know, deep packet inspection is the tough one that everybody talks about when you talk performance. Because when you turn on deep packet inspection, which everybody knows is critical, it's a baseline capability that you deliver. The problem is, what happens in most architectures, a packet comes in, it's processed, and then it goes to a DPI processing engine, gets processed again. Because of that two-step approach to processing, it can cut the performance of the throughput almost in half. With Affirmed, what we did was, it's a one-step process. There's something called the fast path and the slow path. Typically, DPI is done in the slow path. We did it in the fast path. So when the packet comes in, we crack the packet, we process it, and we apply DPI right away. We apply DPI to all traffic that comes through our EPC, no matter what, unless the customer specifically wants it turned off, which most don't. Deep packet inspection is in there. When we turned on DPI, which we did in the performance report, we only saw a 20% degradation in performance. So the numbers were 150 gig of throughput without DPI, 120 gig with DPI. For the gold servers, which most operators are deploying, those are the 20 core servers, we deliver 100 gig of throughput without DPI and 80 gig with DPI, which is still, you can tell, significantly higher than any of the results I was just sharing earlier.
So basically, touch the packet once.
Yep.
Take a bit of a performance hit on that packet because you know everybody's going to be doing it anyway.
Yep, yep.
And avoid The double touch.
Yeah, exactly. Very nice. Exactly.
What has the operator's response been to this result that you're publishing?
What we've heard, they've said they haven't seen anything like this, and this directly goes to the economics and why they wanted to deploy NFV in the first place. It's giving them what they want. So we're excited with the results.
An episode with you would not be complete if I didn't talk to you about what you're seeing more broadly within the operator base on their path to deploying fully virtualized networks and laying down a foundation for 5G, getting ready for those types of deployments in the coming years.
There has been a lot of work over the last year around automation, automated configuration management, orchestration. People talk about service orchestration and service automation interchangeably. I think this is the next big thing. If service automation is done the right way, everything doesn't have to be virtualized on the network. Everything is not going to be virtualized on the network probably for the next 5 or 10 years. So you're going to be working with a mixed bag of legacy capabilities and virtualized capabilities and different vendors. And how do you stitch all of that together? For Affirmed, we really believe automation is going to be critical. We do have a product ourselves called ASAP because you can do it quickly. But it's all about configuring a service over a multi-vendor, multi-capable network. Things like IPTV services, VoLTE services, MVNO services, all of these can be automated, and these examples are examples that our customers are using today. The other piece of it is with 5G, it's this idea of real-time analytics. And all of the functions that come onto the 5G network need to be able to deliver analytics themselves. I call them self-probing virtual functions. They need to be able to generate analytics, deliver those analytics to some common database or data lake, and we need to start applying machine learning and AI to that. I think it's really critical right now that every time you're launching a service, you have to measure the health of the service and the performance of the service. And then the next piece of that is the closed loop. So now you see something, you do some analysis on that with ML, machine learning, or AI, and then you take action on that through an automation platform. And you can do that at two different levels, right? There's the workload and the resources, and then there's the higher level of the service piece. And we have to be able to do both.
One final question for you, Angela. If folks want to read about this report and learn more about the solutions you're delivering to market, including that ASAP solution that you referred to, where should they go for more information?
Affirmnetworks.com.
Thank you so much for being on the program today.
Thanks for having me.